I find that teachers are increasingly seeing the importance of adding audio and rich media into presentations that they're doing or that the students are producing. But using the traditional good old PowerPoint, which has its place, often creates problems when they're trying to put in video files or record audio onto the slides. For whatever reason, it just needs a few technical adjustments, and there are various things that you sometimes need to think about. It's not always particularly slick. Narrable is an application online that might take out some of that heartache. Essentially, what it does is allow you to combine together imagery, photos, or other images that you've got from elsewhere, with narration. So you add audio files, and that's done incredibly easy. It makes the process so quick. It's even got an app, which is only on the iOS platform at the moment. But so that allows you, in a sense, to be able, you've got a device which can potentially take the photos and add the narration, submit to the web, all very, very quickly, and you don't have to worry about all the adding a microphone to a computer if you're doing it through the web-based application. So, all very quick and straightforward. There is different levels of accounts. So there is a free account which allows you to create five narrables, as they're called. They're the little photo stories. To upload your first one or to get started on your first one, having created your account, it breaks the process down using a wizard. So it first asks you to upload your photos or to connect with a Facebook account, which is probably not going to happen in a school environment. Though it might be something the students choose to do. And of course, that gives you a teaching opportunity there about the potential consequences of sharing applications and information across applications. So, a good teaching point, perhaps. Having got your photos in, Narrow will takes care of all the layout, but does allow you the facility to be able to go back and edit them. You can change the size or the place with on the page. It creates a timeline effect with different size photos streaming across the page. You then click on the audio button and you can either upload the audio or record it straight in. And then that's pretty much it as far as the creation is concerned. Just tweak things to make them look as you want and share them out in the usual way through your embed codes or Twitter or Facebook or whatever. What a wonderful way to perhaps bring life back to a field trip through the photos you've captured and get different students to comment on different aspects, different photos. A great story telling tool, perhaps.